Never miss a moment of Union High School football. Download the KRMG app now. Available for Apple and Android.
Halftime at H.H. Chapman Stadium. Rick Corey, Zach Jones, Doc Blevins, Richard Jay, and Jeff Johns. Everyone's here. And Union is trailing the Jinx Trojans 33-28. A quick look at the halftime stats. One thing that Richard points out right away as he gives me the stats is total yards is dead even on both sides at 274. Here's what's concerning for Union, Zach. 38 rushing yards.
I would say that's a big concern. They need to move the ball on the field.
Man, there were times last year at this time there'd be a two in front of that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and you had a couple hundred yards. 38's not going to get it done. Now, not a lot of rushing yards for Jinx at 68, but enough to move the chains. This one surprised me. Ian Corwin, 10 of 17 for 206 yards. I thought it was more than that.
Yeah, he threw all around the field tonight, and a couple of those right before half is probably why we think that, because he did go deep about three or four times for about 30 yards.
Peyton Thompson, 14 of 17 for 236, three touchdowns and a pick. Getting ready to get underway here in the second half. Noah Rauschenberg will kick off, and this one's going to go once again into the end zone and through it. So Jinx will take it after just taking the lead. With 13 seconds to go in the first half, they'll have it again. And needless to say, Zach, this is an enormous defensive series for Union.
Yeah, they really have to come out tonight then after half and set the precedent. And they've done a really good job of making some adjustments at halftime. And Coach Kirk, you know, challenged them a couple weeks ago to have a big third quarter last week, actually. And I think he probably tried to do the same thing again tonight.
As JT McLeod's the guy that's got to go out there and have a short memory. He got beat in a couple of plays late in the quarter, and he's going to have to be the guy that goes out and tries to get back after it. Ian Corn will bring him back out. Noah Hernandez will be his running back. Three receivers left side. There'll also be a tight end on the right. Corwin under center. Hernandez, the setback. They're going to hand it to him on the draw on the left side, and Jordan Kelly swallows him up, but he still got forward for almost five. My goodness. He got nearly to the 35, got to the 34-yard line, and, boy, again, leave it to Jinx, changing things up, going under center in the old I formation.
Well, that's they come right at to it. The first half, they didn't get a whole lot between the tackles, and that one they picked up about five, so it's a different set.
And here we go again. They're going to come right back up with, once again, Corwin under center. He was not under center for a single snap in the first half. A first half that saw the Trojans score more points than they have all season combined. Second and six for Jinx, now at their own 24-yard line. Corwin is going to turn and hand off again to Hernandez. He breaks forward across the 30, 35-yard line. Hernandez fighting forward to the 37-yard line. Patrick Fields on the tackle. They'll give him the 39. That's going to be a run of about 11 yards, and it's going to be a first down for the Trojans. Okay, now I get it. They have the lead. They're going to line up and say, stop us.
Yeah, they're running hard. Hernandez is coming straight downhill, and looks like he had about 5 yards of freedom there, and then Fields comes up and makes a nice pop on it.
At the 39, their own 39, Trojans leading 33-28, trying to add to it. Three receivers go left side. Corwin goes back in the shotgun. Hernandez to his right, tight end left side. Union in a four-man front. Corwin set, has the snap. He's going to turn, fake the handoff, and run himself, and Spicer drags him down at the 35. That's a loss of four as Braden Spicer got off the block to the outside. That makes it second and 14.
Great job by Spicer reading that play. And Hernandez, after two big runs, really whiffs on that block. And Spicer sheds the block and gets right after the quarterback.
So a big second and 14. But Jinx has had these situations and overcome them fairly simply. Just underway, third period, 33-28 Trojans. And they have second and 14 at their own 35. Two receivers left, one to the right. Corwin in the shotgun. Again, Hernandez the offset back. They're going to give to Hernandez. No, fake to Hernandez and throw across the middle, and that ball's incomplete. It was into and out of the hands of D.J. Wagner. Landon Wood popped him as soon as it got there. That made it fall incomplete, and it's now third and 14.
I'll tell you what, that's a great job by Landon Wood, and you don't see him come up and lay the wood very often, but Landon did a great job there of making a huge hit right at the impact of the ball, and it knocked it loose.
Now, if you're Jinx, they have been picking on J.T. McLeod in these situations, and they've been doing it with D.J. Wagner, the six-footer. Let's see what happens. Third and 14 for the Trojans. First series of the second half, they're up 33-28. Ball at their own 35-yard line, so they need the 49. They'll send three people to the left. The outside guy is Wagner. And the flags will fly, and that's either going to be a time. I think they ran out of time.
Game. Yep.
So Corwin, who is a veteran, even though he's still a young player, just didn't see the clock fast enough. And that'll move it back five more yards, and it'll be third down and 19. But again, they've been here, and they've done pretty well.
They have, and they've run that screen a lot of times, and they like to run that out. So they've got a huge field to the top side on the Union sideline. So it's on the our field hash. So they've got a long field, and they can also run a screen over that outside.
Daylon Figures comes into the game as well. Now McLeod will go far side once again to cover Wagner. Third and 19 for Jinx at their own 30. Corwin sends one. That's Phipps in motion. Corwin back, looking. Now he's got pressure, and he gets knocked down. Corwin knocked down. It was Kelly, Jordan Kelly, who was just beside him and grabbed him. A flag is down way over on the far sideline at the 21-yard line. What in the world could that possibly be from way over there?
That's so far over. That's a good job there by the defense of really surrounding Corwin and giving him nowhere to go. I was hoping for maybe to see a holding there for Jordan Kelly.
Well, it must be that, and they ran over to Kirk Frederick, who said no. So what was the penalty? I missed
illegal formation.
Okay, so they Union, of course, turns it down, and they'll get Jinx off the field on that first series. So Max Merritt, who's been very good tonight for Jinx, will run back on to kick. He'll be around his 14-yard line. Landon Wood counting bodies for Union, standing at the Union 42. He's just below the script A and the Tulsa logo at midfield. Landon going from right to left. Jinx kicking from left to right. Both teams are ready. Merritt picks up the low snap and gets it off. This one's going to be returnable for Landon if he can get to it, but it's going to bounce, and it will not be returnable as it bounces down to around the 40-yard line. So Union Redskins will have very good field position on this first drive as Landon couldn't quite get there. And giving Merritt credit, he kicked away from it.
Sure he did.
So with 9:38 to go in this third quarter, Union will take it at their own 41-yard line and a chance to get back and either take the lead or get close.
Well, that's what the defense needed to do. Two things there. They stopped the offense of the Trojans, which is important, and they built a little confidence knowing that they made that stop.
So Darius Boone will come back out at the running back spot. Been a pretty good split between Darius and Kevion Cooper. First and 10, Redskins at their 41. Two stack receivers right side, C.J. Moore left. Peyton Thompson in the shotgun. He'll hand off to Boone inside. He's got a little bit of room across the 40 to about the 42-yard line. Didn't get very far. Trevion Sear wrapped him up. It looked like he might have more room than that. He got two. It'll be second and eight.
Well, Sear's been around the ball tonight. You know, so far this season, we've seen a whole bunch of nose guards that really just wreaked havoc, and Sear's another one.
Well, at 320, he's got a lot of havoc to wreak. Second down and eight. Union now at their own 43-yard line. Once again, Thompson in the shotgun. Four receivers. Now Wilson comes in motion. He's going to fake to A.K., now throw to him to the right side. A.K.'s got one blocker out front. It's going to run out of bounds around the 46-yard line. It was Noah Hernandez who pushed him out of bounds. Hernandez, again, playing offense and defense tonight. They'll give him the 47. So it's going to be third down and four, a big third down and four for the Redskins, trailing 33-28 with 9 minutes to go third period. Thompson in the shotgun. Looks to the sideline after calling the signal. Everyone looks that way. Alverson split far right side. Wilson and Moore to the left, A.K. the inside receiver. Boone will be the running back to the left of Thompson. Jinx is set with seven in the box. Thompson rolls left. He's got a man coming behind him but has time. Fires down. Caught by A.K. Wilson at the 42-yard line. There was double coverage out there by Jinx. One of those guys was Minix. He was behind the play, but it could not help. The play goes there. Noah Strong, the inside guy. And he goes down for about 14 yards. First down, Redskins, now at Jinx's 42.
Took a while to develop, but did a great job.
Quickly back to the line of scrimmage is Union. They're going to hand off to Darius on the right side. Got room at the 40. Boone cuts back at the 35, and he won't go much further than that. But he got eight. Nice job of getting that hole on the outside. Lawrence Harris with a tremendous block. Landis Morris made the final tackle, but it'll be second down and two.
I want to get a big shout-out there for Mario Rowland. Got a pancake block on that one, open up that hole.
Union quickly back to the line of scrimmage. Now at the 35 of Jinx. Once again, Thompson is going to hand inside. Boone bounces it to the outside to 30. Darius, 25, 20, 15, 10, 5. Touchdown, Darius Boone. He bounced that thing to the outside, and once he hit the corner, forget it. That's 32 yards and a score, and Union has made it 34-33. They've retaken the lead.
Well, the beauty about running that zone is it gives the running back the vision to see the field. And he's going left, and he sees that everything is swallowed up, and it's converged to the left side. He takes a little step to the right, goes back around that seal block on the right side, and a huge play by Avery outside making a block on that cornerback to spring him loose.
And that's what we've wanted to see is just him get loose once,
yes,
to see him run away from people because we know he can. Rauschenberg on to add the extra point. Union up 34-33. I wonder if they're talking about going for two here because the one doesn't do much for you.
Yeah, it doesn't help and doesn't
They're going to kick it, though, and the ball will be kicked through, and Noah Rauschenberg nails it. 8:17 to go, third period. Redskins retake the lead. Union 35, Jinx 33. This is Redskins football on KRMG.
I got a call from Wayne the other day. He's the owner of Lifetime Transmissions, where a lifetime warranty comes standard with every transmission Wayne builds. Good for as long as you own your vehicle, wherever you are in the continental USA, parts and labor included. Anyway, I was asking him about that lifetime warranty. What if I'm out of town or out of state?
Well, we belong to a national network of elite transmission dealers. And if one of our transmissions needs repair or replacement, they do it and we pay for it. But really, if you're going to put this kind of warranty on your transmissions, you better build them a whole lot better than they need to be. You don't cut corners, you don't use cheap parts. That's why we have so few warranty claims.
And probably why nobody else has a warranty like Lifetime Transmissions.
Right. Now, did you mention our new location? 61st and 145th East Avenue?
No, I didn't.
And our website, lifetimetransmissions.com, and Facebook? What about the phone number? 918-695-7012?
Nope.
Not even the phone number? Well, why not?
I didn't feel like it.
Oh.
Shout out to your favorite player on the open mic on the KRMG app right now. And Rick Torrey might even play it on the air. News 102.3 KRMG.
A three-quarter moon hangs over H.A. Chapman Stadium, and right now Union and Jinx hanging points on each other. 35-33, the Redskins have the lead as Noah Rauschenberg kicks into the end zone. The Union drive, five plays, 59 yards, a minute 21. The 32-yard run by Boone and the extra point by Noah gives us that 35-33 score. So, again, Union has been the explosive team. Jinx has been explosive between the 20s and then grounded out past that. Now we see if Union can come out here and do what they did defensively last time, which is get Jinx off the field.
Huge stop last time by the defensive squad here, and they need to do the same thing. Really just converge again. Don't let that run game go anywhere, and it's going to make them have to throw the ball more often.
Ian Corn will come back out with Tyler Wallace as his running back. Jinx will take it at their own 20. They have tight end left side and short slot that side. Two receivers to the right side for Corwin, who's in the shotgun. Standing at the 15 with Tyler Wallace to his left. Corwin's going to try to run with it, and he gets away from one guy, throws, and that ball is caught. Oh, at the 31-yard line, it is caught. What a spectacular play by Quentin Johnson, but even more so by Corwin, who was dead to rights in the backfield and got away.
Well, Cade Brown was back there and on the blitz and had him wrapped up, and I tell you what, if anyone slipped more tackles than AK, it's going to be Corwin this evening.
Well, there's a flag down, and this may be a hold against Jinx. It looks like it is. And that'll take it back to the 10-yard line and wipe out a tremendous play by Ian Corwin. Every Jinx quarterback has done that. Those guys come into this game, and all of them
maybe
have
they
made,
put butter or Pam on their pants or something.
I know this. They have made their living against Union, these guys have. And, Union quarterbacks have done the same thing
sure.
The other direction.
That's just staying after it and really just determined not to go down in the backfield.
What a great game. These are just such tremendous games. So now back at their own 10-yard line, Jinx has a first and about, they're going to call it 20. It looks like it's more than that, but it isn't. It's to their 30-yard line. Corwin under center. He's going to turn and hand to Hernandez, who's going to pop forward across the 10 to the 15-yard line. Spicer on the tackle. Another guy there was Landon Woods and Patrick Fields. Pardon me, Cade Brown and Patrick Fields. They'll give him five. It'll be second and 15. And this is classic, too. All right, get a little bit. Get it down to third and 10. And chunk it.
Yeah, and then watch out, right?
Yep.
Yeah, that's, you'd think at first and 20 you might do something then just run up the middle. And Coach Trumbull says, we're just going to do what we do. Take a little.
Second down and about 16, we'll call it. The ball at the 14-yard line of Jinx. They need their 30 for the first down. Union leads 35-33. Corwin sends Will Cox to the left side. Now five wide for Jinx. Corwin alone in the backfield. Corwin drops back. Here comes pressure. Steps up. Fires across the middle. Caught! At the 40, 45, 50-yard line. They cross it to the Union 46 is D.J. Wagner. Landon Wood makes the catch, and again, on a first and 20, Jinx converts. Union's 47, and you can't stop number 9.
I tell you what, that's just an interesting play they called there. They ran an under route, so they slip him on the outside. They did a good job with man and just made a great throw.
It was a beautiful throw. 34 yards on the play. First and 10, Jinx now at the Union's 47. They're going to hand off. No, Corwin fakes the handoff and goes to the right, and he's taken down quickly by Cade Brown. And after he was down, I think they think a little extracurricular went on there. Brown gets up like he's cramping. Cade's going to have to leave the game. That's a gain of 2, second and 8 at the 45.
Kenya Walker came over and tried to put a hat on him and just missed. I think if he would have made contact, they probably would have got him with a late hit.
Nick Jones will come on in that linebacker slot. Second and 8 at Jinx, now at the Union 45-yard line. 35-33 Redskins, 6:25 to go third period. Corwin is going to turn. He's going to hand right side and back at the 50-yard line and swallowed up. Kenya Walker just took Will Cox and tossed him backwards. Where will they mark this one? Back at the Jinx 49. So that's going to be a loss of about five, and it's going to end up being third down and about 14. But, again, that has not been daunting for Jinx this week.
We haven't seen much of Cox this evening, but when Kenya got his hands on him, he just threw him way back in the backfield.
Tyler Wallace will come in to play the running back slot, but Union calls a timeout. 5:58 to go, third period, 35-33 Redskins, and an important third down coming up for Jinx. This is Union Football on KRMG.
Hear Money Talk on KRMG, Sundays at 10 a.m. with Dan Witham. Money Talk Financial Program answers all your financial questions and covers long-term health and savings plans. Money Talk with Dan Witham, every Sunday at 10 a.m. on News 102.3 KRMG.
Guns, knives, coins, and more. It's the best gun show around. The Oklahoma Gun Show this weekend at the Tulsa Fairgrounds Exchange Center. Get a discount coupon and info at oklahomagunshows.com. The largest selection, the latest gear, Saturday and Sunday, the Oklahoma Gun Show.
The IRS doesn't mess around. They can take your paycheck and bank accounts too, even threaten your home or business. If you owe back taxes, call Optima Tax Relief. Optima has access to a special IRS program called the Fresh Start Initiative, and their clients that qualify are saving thousands, even tens of thousands. Optima is A-rated with the Better Business Bureau. Don't delay. Call now for your free consultation.
Call 800-960-1575. 800-960-1575.
You're listening to the flagship station of Union High School football, News 102.3 KRMG.
Big third and 14 coming up for the Jinx Trojans. They're at their own 49-yard line, trailing Union 35-33 with 6 minutes to go, third period. Ian Corwin has the snap. Here comes pressure. Corwin steps back, fires across the middle. Ball incomplete. Two players were in the same spot. Wagner was there. Landon Wood was there to help break it up. But I think that was a misread by one of the Jinx receivers. There was a second player there, and that caused that to go incomplete, and it's fourth down.
Yeah, those two Jinx players were about holding hands on the same route, and I don't know how Landon Wood went in between both of them and almost picked that ball off, but he will make a great center fielder in college if he can miss those two guys.
Julian Clark almost had the reception, too, there for Jinx. So once again, on the punt is Merritt, and Landon Wood standing back around his own 20. Merritt standing at the Jinx 37-yard line. Max Merritt, a 5'10", 185-pound senior, has been very good tonight. Left-footer puts good spin on the ball. Good snap. Merritt waits, and this one's going to be wobbly. Landon's going to take a shot at it, and then he backs away. It's going to take a Union bounce backwards, and it'll be down by Jinx at the 27-yard line. So the Redskins hold, but it was a little bit nip and tuck right there. With 5:45 to go in the third period, Union up 35-33 will try to make this a two-score game.
Second big stop of the second half. That's immense for the defense. As they couldn't really stop him going into the half. That's a great job of some making halftime adjustments.
You know, and because Union has not been able to run it inside effectively, and let's make no mistake, those little swing passes and jet sweeps, that's the run game.
Yeah.
Even if you throw it or toss it, that's the run game. But they haven't been able to pop much on the inside. Even when Darius Boone went for the touchdown, he popped it outside. First and 10 Redskins at their 27, and Boone once again will be the running back. Oh, it's Kenneth Avery, it looks like, it's going to be the running back. Harris goes in motion. Thompson in the shotgun. Steps up. Throws left side. Harris makes the catch at the 30. Big Lawrence up to the 35 and shoulders a guy down right there. It was Mitchell Culkin who came up to make the hit, but I think it was Harris that delivered it. That's good for 7 yards. It'll be second and three, and it's nice to see him throw to the tight end.
And with all due respect, with Sire in the middle there, Sire, you know, he's taking up the first A gap on both sides.
Once again, it's Avery going to be at that running back slot. Union moved on the right side, so this is going to be a called back for a second. Right side of that offensive line got too doggone excited and jumped out there. So this is going to bring it back. Kenneth Avery will be checked in at that running back slot. Didn't expect to see Kenneth Avery an awful lot tonight. You thought Kevion Cooper and Darius Boone, but Avery will have a shot. Second and eight now for Union at their own 30-yard line. Avery will shift left side. Three receivers right side, one to the left. C.J. Moore, Avery in motion. They'll throw it out to Avery right side. He's gonna double throw. That ball's going to go downfield to Alverson, who's wide open for a touchdown, but there's a flag down. Alverson's going to score, but I don't think it's going to matter. The double pass, and that's why Kenneth Avery was out there, was for the double pass. Works for the touchdown as Alverson was wide open, but there's a flag laying at the 23-yard line, and my bet is that's against Union.
And yeah, they're not picking it up, which is usually that indication it's coming back. and I like it. They put Kenneth in and run a couple plays at the running back position, and I'm looking here thinking, well, I haven't seen much of this guy in the game or what's going on. Toss pass to him, and they're going
to
go.
It would be a 70-yard play. They're going to go talk to Kirk Frederick, and we're going to be able to tell by his emotions what's happening. And Doc Blevins, if you can get any explanation, let us know. Well, now Union says it's going to stand.
Guys throwing their hands up.
Let's get the call down here from the official.
It may have been a roughing the passer, a late hit.
That is not foul on the play. The pass was backwards.
Okay, so what they did, all right, so what they were trying to call was an illegal forward pass, but that first pass was clearly backwards. So somebody dropped a flag who apparently has some directional challenges. That stands for 70 yards, and it's now 41-33 Redskins. That first ball was easily
way
backwards.
Yeah, that wasn't even close.
So that's why the flag was dropped on the double pass, because if the first pass is forward, you can't throw it again. So that's why Kenneth Avery was there, and he's now has the same number of touchdown passes as your quarterback.
That's right. Big bomb, throwing bombs.
He and Peyton Thompson can go to school tomorrow and say, I had as many as you did.
That'll make a young running back feel pretty good about himself.
Noah Rauschenberg on for the extra point. Try to make this 42-33. Kick is up, nearly blocked, but it's through there and it's good. So the trickery goes well. Union, with 5:05 to go in the third period, takes a 42-33 lead. This is Redskins football on KRMG.
There's an ugly rumor going around that Dino's Tire and Wheel is expensive.
Well, that's just not true. Tina Tightwad was in there last week and got four new tires for under $199.
Everyone gets a great deal at Dino's Tire and Wheel. Even those big 22s. Next thing you know, they'll be saying that Dino is serving lug nuts on a silver platter.
Take it easy, McGregor. Watch your blood pressure. And yes, he does have lug nuts, spacers, and lots of other accessories. But he's best known for his deals on wheels and tires that fit any budget.
Financing, too, on hundreds of brand-name black or chrome wheels for your cars and trucks.
Even that mom-mobile will take on a whole new look with new wheels from Dino's Tire and Wheel.
Why, last week I bent and cracked my wheel. And Dino fixed it.
Yes, it's about the only place you can get that fixed. So, for the best price and great advice, it's Dino's Tire and Wheel, conveniently located off I-244, just between Yale and Sheridan on Admiral.
This is the home of Union High School football. News 102.3 KRMG.
The Union Redskins reach into their bag of tricks for a 70-yard flea flicker touchdown from Alverson from... Yeah, how about that? A guy you've never heard of, Kenneth Avery, goes into the end zone. Alverson does. The extra point is good, and it's now 42-33. That only took two plays, 72 yards to get there. So, again, this Union offense just terribly explosive tonight. They're either three and out or 70.
You're absolutely right. They can't move the ball or they move it the whole field. And it's amazing how much energy is on the offensive side of the ball right now. And really, you've got to attribute all in the second half to the first defensive stop and setting it with the defense.
Well, you mentioned energy. And when these two teams came back out to start the second half, Jinx had it all. Union defensively was kind of standing around, but they made a couple of big stops. Now you can see things are going better. They've got a chance to do it again. Corrin brings his team up to the 20-yard line. That's where Noah Rauschenberg has made sure they stopped all or started all game. First and 10 for the Jinx Trojans. Hernandez the setback. Four receivers. They'll hand inside to Hernandez, and he'll break free across the 20. Going to get to the 25-yard line. He'll be tracked down at the 26 by Patrick Fields. Not much else there. Landon Wood was there as well, and another flag is down. And that's going to be a hold, and Jinx is really upset. One of the Jinx offensive linemen, and that is James Tabor, the big offensive lineman, the junior, was really upset at the flag. I think they're going to get him for holding Big Kelly.
They haven't called any holding this evening. I think they probably could have called one on every or every other play, but if they finally got one, it's probably
behind the
play.
I think he could call him for holding Jordan Kelly. Let's go, man. Make a call. Yep, it is the hold, and they will mark them backwards. And, you know, Jinx had first and 20 last drive and got the first down, so let's don't celebrate here, but this will mark it back. Oh, it's
so
a personal foul?
It's a personal foul. Okay. Should go from the spot. Is that right?
Should go from the line of scrimmage on a personal foul, I believe, but maybe not. Now, it looked like it went from the spot, so they're going to take it back to around the 13-yard line, and it'll be first down and about, I don't know, what are you looking at here, maybe 17 or 18?
Yep.
They'll need the 30 for the first down, so, yeah, we'll call it about 17. First down, 17 to go for Jinx. Once again, Hernandez is going to be the setback, and they're going to pull the ball. Corwin's going to run it himself, jumps outside, makes a great move. 20-yard line. Corwin at the 25 and tracked down by Patrick Fields. Corwin got almost all of it back, all the way up to the 27-yard line. You can hear the tables being pounded to our right. Those are the Union defensive coaches who are very unhappy with somebody getting caught inside.
Cameron,
C.J. Harris.
Watts, C.J. Harris and Cameron Watts both came in to try to make that tackle.
Second and four for Jinx. They'll hand off this time to straight ahead to Hernandez, and he won't get anything. He got about a yard. They'll mark him at the 28, and it'll be third down and three. Elijah Tomlin was the guy in on that tackle. And a big third down coming up for both teams. 4 minutes to play third period. Union of 42-33, trying to get Jinx back off the field. So the Trojans will set it up.
They're going to put their big tight end back in the game.
At their 28-yard line. Now, they've thrown to him once tonight.
That's that first catch of the game. He went for 30 or 40 yards.
Great success to Dylan O'Keefe. They'll line him up on the left side, three receivers to the right. Hernandez once again the setback. They need just past the 30 on third down and just over two. They'll hand off inside to Hernandez, and he gets the first down. He's across the 30, across the 35. Flags fly. That might be a face mask because he got to around the 34. Patrick Fields again in on that tackle. So was Tomlin. But, boy, Hernandez is a piece of work, isn't he? He's a load.
He's a load and just keeps on fighting for those yards.
I think that might be a face mask, either incidental or personal foul added on. Yep, it's going to be the personal foul face mask.
Well, so that's interesting because it looked like it was when he was still running. He shook it loose. So usually that personal foul is when they bring him all the way to the ground.
He clearly grabbed the face mask. So that's going to move it all the way up to the 48-yard line, and Jinx will continue rolling. 3:23 to go, third period, 42-33 Union. Tight ends both sides, short slot left and wide man left. Hernandez the running back. Corwin's going to turn and hand off. Pardon me, that's Will Cox. And Cox is going to be taken down immediately. He got nothing. It was Nate Raper who was there first for Union. You also see getting up off the bottom of that pile, Kenya Walker, and it'll be second down. And we'll give him a yard and call it nine.
When they put Cox in the game, and he's just obviously a different speed than what Hernandez is, and that's what you've seen from the first two games of the season and what Jinx had to work with.
They'll maintain the tight splits, Will Jinx. Once again, tight end right, tight end left. This time they'll split out that D.J. Wagner. He'll be the slot left side. Now going to the right side in this, it's going to be Will Cox, so an empty backfield for Jinx. Corwin back, fires left side. That ball is in and out of the hands of Brett Nelson. Coverage in there by Patrick Fields, and it's going to be third down at about nine.
Rick, I don't know. We got away with the lucky one there. They went double tights, empty.
Wait a minute. They said he caught that.
Yeah, they called it complete on the top side over there.
I thought that thing came bouncing out of there, but it did not. So that's going to be at the 46-yard line of Union, and we're going to end up with third and four here for Jinx. They need the 42 of the Redskins. Two receivers come right side. The far guy is Wagner. Once again, the setback is going to be Will Cox. Corwin has the snap. Back to throw. Plenty of time. Now he's running out. Corwin slung down. Oh, it's Jordan Kelly. They waited too long. Kelly had a man on him, but he shook him with one hand. He grabbed Corwin and flung him down at the 42-yard line. Jordan, that's a loss of 10.
Jordan Kelly beats two guys on the top side. He's beating number 55 and 62, both of them, and gets his hands on the quarterback and throws him down for a humongous loss.
At any given time, 88's the best player on the field. It just depends if he wants to be that player.
Turns that motor on.
Yep. Max Merritt will come in to kick this thing away. Landon Wood standing back at the 25-yard line here at H.H. Chapman Stadium. Landon will be going from right to left. Merritt waits. It's a slow snap, but he's got it. Patrick Fields runs by him. Ball's going to hit short. Landon's going to let it bounce, and it'll take a Jinx roll this time down to around the 20-yard line. 103 to play, third period. Redskins leading 42-33, and they got Jinx off the field again thanks to big number 88. So here comes that Redskin offense, and now maybe you taste a little blood in the water.
Yeah, you've got, I don't care at this point. You've got the lead. I don't care if it takes 10 seconds or 13 seconds or 1 second. You drive it down the field and you put some points on the board here with 1 minute left in the third and really turn it up for that fourth quarter.
I think you'd really, really like to grind one here.
I think you would, but I'll take points any way you can get them just the way that this thing's been scoring.
Spoken like a true offensive player.
mindset was built in the offense.
Can't overcome it.
Can't overcome it.
That's right. All right, so if they're on 21-yard line, Union will come out first and 10. It will be Darius Boone back at that running back slot. Two receivers right, one left. C.J. Moore, who's been quiet in the second half, is left. Harris goes in motion to the right. They'll hand off to Boone up the middle, and he's not going to have anything. As a matter of fact, he might be lucky to get back to the line of scrimmage as Culkin made the tackle. We'll call it second and 10, under 1 minute to play here in the third period.
Well, they pulled that tackle. Stromberg went across the, from left side to right side, and there just wasn't anything going. Again, big push up in there by Sire.
Second and 10. Once again, the Redskins will come out tight end left side. Boone the single setback. Thompson fakes. He's going to throw that ball caught by C.J. Moore, sliding down at the 32-yard line. Oh, C.J., or pardon me, A.K., had to reach backward to catch that thing, and they're going to give him the first down, which I think is a little generous.
Yeah, those linemen weren't down the field. That's an extra yard. So yeah,
Minix
perfect.
Was there on the coverage, but, boy, what a great catch by A.K., who's just been brilliant tonight. First and 10 Redskins at their own 32. Thompson quickly to the line of scrimmage. There's the snap. Given inside. Darius cuts outside and back to the inside. Can't get much more than about a yard out of that. Tackled by Noah Hernandez. And we might have one more snap here in the third period. We'll call it a gain of 1, 2nd and 9.
You know, Jinx has done a good job, but tonight is mixing up their defensive front. They go from an odd man front to an even man front. They go even. They walk a guy up on the outside, really just changing up the line of scrimmage look.
Well, they're going to let it click to zero. So Union will let the thing go to zeros. We'll come back for the fourth quarter. After three, Union 42, Jinx 33. Redskins with 2nd and 9 will return. This is Union football on KRMG.
Allied Plumbing, upfront price guarantee.
Hey, Sue, I'm worried about my dad. I'm afraid he's going to slip and fall in the bathroom. And you know what that means.
Nursing home?
Yep.
Not so fast. My plumber, Allied Plumbing, has a bathroom transformation program called Aging in Place. It keeps folks safer by making bathroom improvements with grab bars and easy access showers, lots of other things too.
I need to give Allied a call. Know their number?
Sure do. I use them for all my regular plumbing needs too. They're the best. Here you go, 918-744-1000.
918-744-1000. Got it. I'll give them a call today.
Allied Plumbing, upfront price guarantee. A five-star rating. They got a five-star rating.
Catch every moment of Union football on KRMG.com, the KRMG app, and News 102.3 KRMG.